Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air is over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, a really nice captain's log today presented by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Derek Gould at 8:30 and Kelly Chase at 9:15 as the Blues lose last night to the Anaheim Ducks.
Made it close at the end, though, Timmy.
I'm not going to be much good to you, fellas. I'm going through an experimental stage with headphones and earbuds.
I thought you fixed it yesterday,
buddy.
Well,
I brought a new ones today, and now today I'm hearing a little hollow. I got to get a better pair of earbuds.
Where'd you get those? Just out of curiosity.
I just found them at home. I don't know where they came from. I just found them at home. So I'm just not going to be a whole lot of good to you.
I could lend you a pair of earbuds if you want.
Well, I'll get some that work.
Also kind of fun today, and I think this is why Doug got the new headphones, is because of the fact that Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech could win November with a comeback against Misty Plops. For the Hot Shots email of the day, and that comes your way at 9:45. So there's a lot going on the show today. Derek Gould will be one I'm looking forward to talking to. Our interview with Craig Mish yesterday made its way around the internets, and I saw on NBCSports.com new report: the Giants will pick up all of Stanton's contract. I'm like, oh wow. Wonder who said that, and then I go there, and it's a screenshot of my tweet. I said, "Oh, I reported it.
You reported that.
I reported it. Porn Boy in St. Louis is reporting. I don't have a source, Doug, anywhere."
Well, Mish was on the show,
right?
So he was your source.
But my point, I'm aware of how it works. My point is that that's the way that journalism is working, and that I tweet out paraphrasing interviews over the course of a 25-minute segment, and then that makes its way around the world as it's a new report, when in reality, it was nothing of the sort. But hey,
I beg to
that's
differ.
That's the game we play.
But that's not how it really works. It works on social media. I'm hearing. That's all you have to say is I'm hearing.
And then I
guess
you pick up Twitter
followers? I read someone else that said this. I read someone else's speculation. And now I'm saying I'm hearing it because I don't hear anything.
And as shallow as that is a way to report, there are still a lot of people who want to read that kind of thing.
It's true.
They're starving for any kind of information. And if somebody who appears to have a job that you would trust reports anything like that, we tend to be interested in reading it.
Especially Hot Stove.
Hot Stove.
Oh, I like this. Kind of like that sound effect right
there. We're Hot Stoven. Ooh. We're Hot Stoven.
Hey, we could write a little musical.
Wow. I got the good first line there. Make that sound again, that sizzle sound.
Yeah. Hot Stoven.
Yeah, Cam Wicks can't do that. They can't.
We're Hot Stoven. Yeah. Not since Bob Hamilton left, they haven't even tried.
He used to do that?
I think he did. I'm Bob Hamilton. Cam Wicks, radio.
I never heard him stutter like that.
Well, sometimes. I guess he's gone now. He's not there anymore.
Is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, pour yourself one this morning and take the edge off as you get ready to sit back and watch Eldrick play in the Bahamas.
Well, I won't necessarily watch that, but
wow.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know what I'm doing today, but what time's that come on?
11:30.
Oh, all right.
And he tees off with JT at 11:05. How do you do?
Well, I'm fine. And you think he's going to be back in a big way?
I'm anxious to see. I don't know. You know, he played with President Trump, Dustin Johnson, and Brad Faxon on Saturday, and Brad Faxon said that he was crushing the ball, and Tiger said that he is now in a condition where he looks back on the fact that he even tried to play last year and is kind of embarrassed by it because he was a shell of himself. So I'm anxious to see how he performs. I'm not expecting, you know, 2000-2001 Tiger Woods, but it would be cool to have him become relevant again, and then you would have Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, and Tiger Woods at Belle Reve in August. And frankly, that's going to make it difficult for me to win it.
Oh, you can do it, Tim.
Yeah.
I guess.
Count yourself out.
I think I shot an 88 there.
You've been doing a lot of calf work.
From the from playing up a month ago. So if I can just shave about 23 strokes off that when we're playing the tips.
Well, a little practice will do that.
You know, so 23
not hard
per round. So essentially 100 strokes.
It's not that hard to find 23 strokes in your game that you could get rid of.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to let people down if I don't win the PGA Championship here.
It'd be a heck of a Cinderella story.
Yeah, but I think I'm at least being talked about right now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wouldn't be a big upset at all because people would kind of expect you to win.
Right.
You'll go in as one of the favorites.
You'd think. But with Tiger coming back, you know, and I see that Sunday red, we're paired.
He'll get some of the spotlight, that's for sure.
I think that's a mistake.
But can you imagine if we're Tim and Tiger's battling it out right for the championship?
And the TV broadcast can cut away to a shot of Tim's dad in the scoring tent.
Now that's a serious charge.
An eraser.
It's a serious
charge. A big one of cash.
Yeah, I don't know how this guy's staying in the tournament. I could have sworn he hit three balls in the water on 13, and yet there he is right there at the top of the leaderboard. Cut to his daddy racing scores.
Doug, a couple texts are coming in. Sean Mahoney's dead eye. Tim, no matter how your golf game turns out, you could never let any of us down. That's Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Stop it, dead eye.
And then White Collar Gangster said, Tim, I'm so glad your tweet is blowing up. You deserve it with all the hard work you do.
Stop it. Gangster.
Thank you. Those are great tweets.
They're not.
Texts, nurse. Thanks. Also, kind of a fun, I don't know if you guys saw it. Jill Cassidy, friend of the show, said, I never pictured it myself with a bush, but I'm actually loving it. She just tweeted that out. So just kind of covering all
I
the bases.
Sex with a girl.
She's dating one of the Bush children?
Okay, I just sat up in my bed.
She's Jack Cassidy's daughter, correct?
I don't even think he's straight.
I don't know. I know there's been a number of Bush children. I didn't realize any were dating Jill Cassidy.
A lot of them go to the winter bush. When it gets cold out, they...
Is that true?
No.
Is that really true?
I've heard women say that I do it in the wintertime because it keeps it a little warmer.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense because you have clothes on, but... They call it the winter bush.
There should be a separate, not a text of the day, email of the day, but there should be an Iggy clip of the day where he fully embraces the creep lifestyle. Just find one per show where he embraces that.
That's just what I heard. I don't have a bush.
Like, do you recall having a conversation with somebody on this, or was this like just like something?
Yeah, we were at Hedo one time because everybody's shaved down there for the most part.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then we were talking about it. I said, do you ever have a bush?
Oh.
And a couple of the women said, in the wintertime, we grow what we call our winter bush.
Oh.
Maybe they were kidding, but I don't think they were.
Like, at this point, I don't think I'm going to be shaving my beard through the winter months. But I haven't really thought about my shrubs protecting me from an Alberta clipper.
Can I say bush?
I mean, you have things down there. Would you feel like if you didn't have some follicle matter that suddenly you'd be freezing?
I don't think about it that way, honestly. I just don't. But now that Iggy's presented it, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm leaving some dollars on the table.
Oh.
Anyway, those Blues, they came back late, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Iggy, Mrs. Swinghaven board member just shaved this morning. Thanks. That's from Swinghaven board member.
Well, I'm not saying every broad grows a bush in the winter. I'm just saying a couple that I knew.
I think there's a chance we could get Stanton.
I shave only my left nutsack if the cards win.
That's post-dispatch columnist Tony Messenger.
I just wonder
put together
if
the right package of young kids.
And what if they end up with Yelich? I mean, is there going to be blood in the streets in St. Louis? He is a good player.
Yeah.
Maybe you want Ozuna.
I'd rather have Stanton.
Pete in Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
Nothing wrong with guys.
And here's
grooming.
Another hot take. What's going on with Piscotty?
I don't know where he'll wind up. I just don't. Well, it's interesting, though, to talk about.
Nice.
No girl wants to see a bird's nest shave.
Well, we've got the prospects down on the farm and in the major leagues. We put together a couple pitchers, outfielder. We've got a glut of outfielders. I think there's a chance the Marlins might bite.
Nice. Can Paul DeJong duplicate what he did in his fine rookie campaign?
Another interesting topic.
Nice take.
We could
let's open up the phone lines, yeah. And we'll have ourselves a little sports talk show.
855-282-8255. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can get involved in the radio program. It's the appliance discounter phone lines. That's how you can get involved in the radio program anytime you want. Now, you can call in. You know, it's like press conference Thursday, you know, where the listeners can call in with questions.
Right.
You're not saying today is a press conference.
I'm just saying it's really, really, really possible.
You know what we should actually do is open up the comment studio and solicit people to come by and they'll win a wonderful prize. Doug's earbuds that don't work or something like that.
Yeah, I went back to the earbuds that don't work very well because the ones I brought in that did work were so hollow I could barely hear anything.
Better ask Plowsy if it works. I know it's open, but I don't
know.
He
said it did. Why don't we try it with Iggy right now?
Mm. I wouldn't even know what pot to turn on.
Oh, no.
I thought this
we're
was
not
all
prepared.
Squared away. We had an open house.
I must have not been on the email chain of how the Cuck studio.
Well,
not
one
the comment
button.
Studio.
Wouldn't
the
it just
Cuck
be
studio.
One button?
Yes, Doug, but I...
So hit something.
Well, he's got a lot of buttons.
Well, I mean, we can troubleshoot and have Iggy get in there and we just start pressing away, but I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, maybe during the commercial break we ought to do that.
Okay.
Because what if someone showed up? It's labeled and everything. It's got a sign under it. It's Comment Studio. It's right there waiting for drive-by.
If someone shows up, we'll just act like their hot take was given on air.
How about this? We just trust Plowsy that it's not ready yet. And, Tim, I want to say something else about Plowsy. I know that you like to give out bonuses to people that show real passion and live the show. Mm. And if anyone deserves the bonus, it's Plowsy. Because yesterday we were talking about burgers. It was a compelling conversation about giving away the top bun to someone at your table.
I would.
And our boy Plowsy went right to Five Guys and
yeah,
had a meal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yesterday.
I didn't see that.
It was, I haven't had it in a long time. I didn't, there's not as many.
Could you grade out the burger and could you grade out the fries for the audience?
Okay. Do you want to know what my order was?
Yeah, sure. That'd be a nice way to start.
I already had a Tombstone pizza that afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's an appetizer.
So, you know, not starving. You know, no. So you walk in there thinking.
You got to be really hungry to go to Five Guys,
yeah.
Don't you?
So I get the little guy, which sounds like a minuscule. It's just a single burger.
No, what's that
burger.
Mean, the little guy?
It's the little burger's a single, and if you get a regular cheeseburger, that's the big boy on the block. That's the double. All that's right. The artery clogger. So I go
it's
in
like
there
the
and
cattleman's
get,
cut.
Yeah, so me and my gal each get a little cheeseburger. I get bacon on mine, put a little grilled mushroom, got some mustard, get a little jalapenos.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that.
And then we get a big bag of Cajun fries,
oh,
and I'm
you?
Telling you what, I went just...
Oh, Cajun fries. I didn't know that was in play. Tell they're me about like those Cajun fries, boy.
Oh, oh, my God, with the
some
burger and the fries.
Some say they're not spiced enough for you, boy.
Oh, I think it's a top five fry joint and a top five burger joint, and that's hard to get those dual combos like that. In-N-Out has a great burger, lacks the fry.
Right.
I think Five Guys
has
a down
pat. Let me ask you a personal question.
What's up?
All right, you're out and about with the lady. You're just young kids frolicking, enjoying each other's company, and
yeah.
For that I say good on you.
Appreciate it.
Do you go to the Varsity Bar? The Varsity, the Village Bar?
I haven't yet. And
no, I'm saying you will love it there. You will love the burger.
That'll be our next
spots.
Date. We like
sorry,
little
Tim.
Bars, and we love burgers, love good food like
go there.
That. So we'll go, and I'll make sure to tweet out a picture of my meal to
and
you
say blessed.
When we go there.
And
yes.
Say blessed. I'd like to get them on board as sponsors.
Obviously, you mention them every day.
I wasn't the one that actually brought them up yesterday. Tim did, and he's calling it the Villages. I thought it was selling spots
village.
For
the Villages.
For
the
old
place
people.
Iggy likes. It's down in Central Florida. Is that near Orlando? Am I right?
It is. I think a little south.
Yeah, it's a little south.
You think you guys will ever want to live in a rest home like that?
Yes.
I mean, when you're 85.
Let me tell you why. Because my mother-in-law lives. I wouldn't call it a rest home.
Where she
it's
is
for
in
like
Philadelphia?
Independent. Yeah, independent living. So they have staff there, if you're really infirmed or really old, she's able to get around on her own. She's independent, but she just had a minor surgery, and so now she's back home, but there's medical staff there if she needs it. So everything's there. They have little shuttles that take you to banks, drugstores, shopping trips. They have events, movies. They have a library. If you can get in a place like that, you
yeah,
can still
nice.
Keep your independence.
Mm-hmm.
But also have whatever facilities you need.
Right,
I think
I've
it's a
those.
Good thing.
It looks like they have a good time. They're about 99% women.
Well,
the men are all dead.
So last week, my final day in Sanibel, as beautiful as it is, it doesn't have the greatest golf course. It only has three golf. Well, it has one phenomenal golf course. The Sanctuary is an absolutely one of my top golf courses I've ever been lucky enough to play. But then the other two are kind of just whatever. Not in the greatest condition and absolutely packed. So right across the causeway, Doug. Do you like that term, causeway?
Well, I'm not fond of it. You could say across the bridge, be fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's long, bro.
Okay, still a bridge.
Is Fort Myers. It's where you fly into.
Sure you do. Yeah.
And some guys told me that there was a really nice course right across the bridge.
Bay.
Or causeway.
Bay. Call it the bay.
I don't know if it's accurate, though.
Sounds good, though.
It does.
Now, it's right across the bay.
Does the bridge go up? Is it a drawbridge?
It's a bridge too far.
The big boats that can go under there?
Bridge on the river.
It doesn't go up like a drawbridge, but it does. You're kind of, I feel like when you're going on it towards Sanibel, you feel like you're on a roller coaster. And I actually make that sound like I'm on the Screaming Eagle, boy.
Oh, you put your hands up in the air?
No, because I'm driving, but I'll go.
You drive?
Down there, I don't have the car service. I do to take me to and fro.
So, but that adds to it. When you're driving to Sanibel and you're excited for your vacation, you have a little roller coaster on the way. That adds to the excitement.
And I think it's a turn on for Anna Marie to hear her 41-year-old husband making that sound as we get. I think that's a turn on. Is that a turn on? I think it is.
You'd have to ask her.
What about the roaring of the Jag engine? I know you only rent Jaguars.
That's correct.
Jaguars.
That's correct. So I go over there and I'm thinking, oh, it's just a nice golf course in Fort Myers. I don't know a whole lot about Fort Myers. Timmy Klutsaritz, Doug, our old producer, he's like a news director, assistant news director.
He's down there.
So I go to this golf course thinking it's just a golf course where actually it's called Shell Point, and it is a really beautiful golf course.
It's a heck of a point, yeah.
But as it turns out, it's in a retirement community.
Is it?
Yeah. So I go over there, and I don't want to play by myself because then you wind up running into people in front of you. If there's nobody behind me, I can play a couple balls and just kind of practice. So they wind up not putting me with anybody, as they told me they would when I booked my tee time. So I'm out there by myself. And then I go back and I said, yeah, I'm running into foursomes. It's not really working out. I'll just go back to the hotel and hang out with, Anna Marie and Jameson. And they're like, no, we can put you with some people. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So they drive me out and they put me with three guys, all of whom, well, I know the guy that in his cart, he was 86 years old, hit it very well. Owned a distributorship before he retired, an AB distributorship, I think a Budweiser distributorship. So you know that's
there's a license to print money.
Yeah, great guy, really nice man. I think it was in maybe Charlotte, one of the Carolinas. And so it got me to thinking because he said, "You see right over there," and he goes, "Yeah,
look over there."
And there were three buildings. He said, "That's where we all live." He said, "I guess it's a retirement community." And then he goes, then the next step is assisted living, and then the next step is the hospital.
Right. And then the graveyard.
Yes.
That's essentially the progression. And he's so my condo is right there, but my wife died a couple of years ago, and I met a lady a couple floors down, and now we're married. And that's kind of the way that it sounds like. Like it just was said, I think that happens.
Yeah, it does.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess once he told me that, again, it was just casual golf conversation. And I'm thinking, God, I guess that's the move, but it kind of makes me sad also. Not that he did it or they did it because you're lonely, but it's just like, that's just, is this like kind of a companionship thing, I guess, when you get to that
not necessarily,
point?
No.
My mother-in-law.
I mean, are you falling like madly in love, like you did?
Sure, they can.
Okay,
absolutely.
I don't see it.
Sure. But my mother-in-law.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Plowhawk's with me, aren't you?
At what point do you think people stop having feelings for each other? They don't.
I mean, you got to think.
Sex is important.
Yeah, but 50 years of marriage. This is a big rebound. Whoever the next person is.
I don't think the mindset is this. I think it's. I don't know. But I mean, what do I know? I mean, how the hell do
how
I
How do you judge all people? Like, people are different.
Who the hell judging all people?
No, I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm sure people fall in love. They're capable at that age. I'm sure there's other. It's more of a companionship thing.
I just can't imagine, like, I would, if this were to happen, and I doubt this happens to me for a potpourri of reasons, but I don't think I would ever view this person like I view Anna Marie, for example. You know, more like a, here we are. I don't want to sit and watch The Price is Right all day. Although Drew Carey does do a nice job. He does
a heck of a job. But you change as you age.
You do.
What you want now is not going to be necessarily what you want when you're 86 years old.
I just can't imagine that I would feel as passionately about, you know, like a widow situation.
Well, maybe, or about anything else. You tend to be more passionate, energetic when you're young, and everything is new to you.
Your passions end up changing. What may be important to you when you're young is different. When you're older, the big debate is, do I get the minestrone or the beef barley soup?
Right.
That's what I saw at my mother-in-law's place.
That seemed to be
a healthy debate on which soup to go with.
Your last 5 years of life, don't you want to be on the prowl, kind of get your feet wet a little bit because it's been so long? That would be my...
Depends on who you are.
I'd be going floor to floor,
I think when they get that age, there's so few men. The women outnumber the men by so much that the men who are desperate to have someone take care of us usually find another woman. A lot of women can do just fine without a man in their life. They're just absolutely fine. There's not many men that are fine without a woman in their life.
I think when you go to those places and say you've been married for 45, 50 years, you lose your husband, you lose your wife. If you hook up with somebody, it's more companionship than love. I don't think you fall back in love with somebody at the age of 70.
I don't think that's right.
I think you're just looking for some companionship and somebody to hang with. And
I'm sure that there's an aspect of that. The other thing is someone could fall... Iggy, I'm telling you, you'll experience this relatively soon. When you get older, I'm sure you can still have human feelings. I could be wrong.
I don't have them now.
Maybe you'll grow them.
Kind of a good text here, and I guess it puts it in perspective. I can't wait for my next wife when my first wife dies.
Well, there's probably some of that, too.
I bet my new wife will help me embrace my bisexual side and bring home lovers for the both of us.
Well, I don't know about that part.
She has romantic, she has family. And she has also sexy modes.
I don't think you can discount people in their 80s and 90s from saying, you can't have real love. Absolutely they can.
But say you're 85 and your new wife brings home an 83-year-old guy for you. You're a younger man.
That's something different. That's an entirely different subject.
All right, but now we're judging feelings again. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Iggy, isn't it true that there is a high incidence of STDs in these retirement communities?
Yeah, I said the villages, they had an outbreak one year that just everybody had STDs walking around. It's like they're going door to door. They started their own, it's their own city. Remember, I used to see adverts with people?
Do you like to join adverts?
Come join us on TV. Don't ever use that word.
Come join us at the villages.
You mean advertisement?
They started, yeah.
That's what they say in Europe.
Don't bring that word here.
Side, baby.
They started their own city. They named their own city. They all went down there. They built golf courses, community. And it's like they're going door to door. Susie, come on in, Jim.
What's the population of the villages? I remember that was a big campaign stop for, I think Trump and that ticket was doing a lot of campaigning, I remember, at the villages. I must have a lot of people there.
I'm sure Viagra and Cialis has spiced up the retirement community over the last 20 years.
Probably a nice read right there, sir. Probably a nice read.
Saw these older people playing tennis and sitting on the bar having cocktails. And, they're all going back to everybody's room and just banging like crazy. No protection, obviously. STDs running rampant. Now it's a huge community.
What a romantic picture you paint, Iggy.
There's people in their 40s moving down there now.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could move to the villages?
There's no age restriction. There's a guy that I know.
I think there is an age restriction. I think I read that there is actually.
Well, there's a guy on the PBA tour who just turned 42 and he lives in the villages.
maybe he looks a little worn.
So maybe it started as a retirement community, but now everybody's flocking.
But think about it though. If you're on the cusp, if you're in our age range, we're not there yet, but you start thinking about the future, maybe you want to get into a place where you can sort of have everything you're going to eventually need, unless you die, right there on site. It's something to think about.
I did a story in a retirement community in Miami years ago where it was an old jockey, a Hall of Fame jockey. I forget what his name was, but he was living there and he had turned,
Eddie Arcaro.
It was somebody like that. Because he lived down there. He was 95 years old and they're having a big birthday party. So we went and did a story with him. And that was the place where while we're doing a story with this jockey, another guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, come and take a picture. Come and get your camera. Put it on my wife. She's never been on TV." He speaks to me in this thick New York accent. And I said, "Well, I don't know if we can. We'll try. But right now we're doing the interview." He says, "You're not going to do it. Why don't I just go back and cut out her hot?"
It sounds like the Tin Man.
Right. That's what he said to me. "I'll just cut out her hot." But while we were there, there was a guy who looked like he was about 40 years old running around, and he was the life of the party, and they said, he lives here with us. He's one of the residents.
Maybe why that's his thing. Maybe he has a fetish.
Why couldn't you spin the camera around for a second,
Mr.
Journalism?
We were in the
journalism.
Middle of the interview.
Was this Earl Weaver thing where you went in and he was a little bantam rooster?
Story,
poor lady.
Story.
Poor lady's on death's doorstep. All she wants is to be on camera for one time in her life, and you're like,
can you put her
sorry,
on camera?
I'm a legitimate journalist.
Well, just give us a second. We're in the interview. All right, I'll go back and cut out her hat. I don't think it'd be that heartbroken.
A better name was Rose.
It's probably 40% chance. Guys, there are age restrictions at those places. Iggy is just so damn old that 65-year-olds look 40 to him. Thank you. Justin in Columbia decided now
pretty
is the
good.
Time to strike.
Well, I think when they first started, it was. And now it's, but it was a retirement community. Now it's a city. The villages. It's a city.
They have a mayor and everything, bro?
Yeah, it's a happening place. There's, there's a lot of people that have some cash in their pocket that want to go down to Florida and still be active and be around other people their age. That's right. That's a big thing.
Well, Justin, text back in. What is the age limit since you know it?
No. Guys, when your wife dies, are you allowed to give away your kids and start over again? Thanks, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye. Doug, he has a lot of questions regarding
sure you
this topic.
Are. Well, depending on their ages. I guess if they're over 18, you would have that right.
But have every part of your
life.
Necessarily
be like, the nicest thing you've ever done, but possible, I guess.
When you were young, you're like, I'm not going to be that guy. You know, I'll never think this way. And as you get older, sometimes you do. Like, you can't figure out how you're going to feel or how you're going to think when you're in a different stage of your life. Things change. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Who says it to people that are very, very old, can't fall in love?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's more being lonely and you need compassion and companionship.
I'm sure that's an element.
You can call it love, but it's not like the first time you fell in love.
A lot of them walk around with the, they're like rolling walkers. That's like the big thing.
Well, yeah.
And maybe if someone has like a really attractive walker, you're like, hey, I want to get to know that guy.
I don't know. There's a lot of them that are very active and very healthy.
PJ Pro Dan says, my parents have a home there and the age restriction is 55.
That's what I thought I read, that it's...
Well, why would you necessarily want to move in there if you were younger than 55?
You're getting ready.
You see all the action going on.
Well, maybe like here's the why. Action of your parents, though.
Here's why, Doug. If you have a cross-country trip with the family, you take the van in for a tune-up before you go. When you're ready to make that long journey to the grave, you get everything in line for it. Yeah. You might as well... Well,
I guess.
I'm getting close.
But it's not a lot of people would want to move into their parents' retirement home.
Doug, take a listen to this story from the New York Post.
Uh-oh.
Byline, Lady Lake, Florida. I like that city. Lady Lake, Florida.
Where is that?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Think that's Panhandle, bro?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it either.
It's 11 p.m. at the Bourbon Street Bar. And Rose's gyrating hips to the blues band. Sue sipping a cocktail and flirting with her new boyfriend. And Alan is scanning the crowd for cute girls. See those two?
Yeah.
A buxom blonde asks, pointing to an elegant couple at the bar. They were caught having shacks in their golf cart a few weeks ago. It happens a lot. Welcome to Ground Zero for geriatrics who are seriously getting it on. It's a Thursday night at one of the half dozen hotspots at the 20,000-acre Central Florida complex called The Villages, the largest gated retirement community in America, and one of the most popular destinations for New Yorkers in their golden years, where the female-to-male ratio runs 10 to 1.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's a widower's paradise, and the word on the street is that there's a big black market for Viagra.
That sounds about right, too.
New York Post on The Villages. It sounds like it's a pony down there. Maybe we got to do a remote.
Do you think there was really a Rose and gyrating her hips, and there was really a Sue?
No. I would immediately come over the top and take the pot down.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt there's a lot of people still looking for love at that age. I don't doubt that at all. I guess the hard part is, both men and women, do you still find, or will you find, women and men in their 70s and 80s attractive to you? You know, everybody wants the younger person at that age, I'm sure.
Well, how did you feel when Seca and Kit and Navidad were...
I wasn't that attracted to them.
That's why you need Viagra. I mean, let's be honest, and I'm not saying this in a facetious way, but if you're 70 years old and you're still having sex, it's kind of hard to get aroused looking at a 75-year-old
woman.
Thank
you for the delicious boner.
You need some help, don't you?
I don't know.
I mean, I could be horny, but if I look at a 75-year-old woman, nothing's happening.
All right.
You need some help.
You said that with a straight face.
How old was Leona Helmsley?
Yeah, yeah, when you had your relationship with Leona Helmsley. Yeah, at that point, was she probably in her like late 50s?
I don't know.
Okay, why don't you just step down?
It was 87. Well, what happened? Doug. All right, I'm going to do the math. Doug, I'm going to go back and do some math for you.
Okay. Early 87.
Was it hot in any way?
I mean, it was sex.
That's spoken like a true gigolo.
But I mean, I was still.
All right. She passed at 87, ironically.
You killed her, Iggy.
So she was 67 when you had sex with
okay,
her.
Iggy. All right. Step down because you didn't
need
help.
I said 70, 75. She's 67.
Okay. You win.
Take that.
You know, fun fact for no one tell here. She was married to Harry Helmsley at the time.
Right.
Yeah, but I think he was in poor health. I think.
Well, he lived for another 10 years.
Well, he hung on for a while. Good for you, Tim. I don't care if she's married.
I like
married.
The cross-examination.
Yeah, I'm learning from the best. I feel like it's L.A. Law and you're Harry Hamlin.
I mean, I knew who she was from the hotels. I didn't know about married kids. I didn't care.
She apparently didn't care either.
No, she didn't. If she doesn't care, why should I?
No.
And how old were you at the time?
I think it was a friend of mine.
And how old were you at the time?
I don't know. Late 20s, maybe?
Jennings just texted me. Doug, you know Jennings, don't
you? Sure.
Tell Iggy to look up Marlo Thomas, 78, and Tossable Serious. Doug might.
I mean, I've worked with Seika.
I mean, I'm not saying every 75-year-old is...
Marlo Thomas. Isn't that Phil Donahue's wife?
Yeah.
It is.
She was that girl.
Danny Thomas's daughter.
She was a doll when she was in That Girl. She was everybody's...
Interviewed her before.
Why don't we get her on? Crush there for a while. Christie Brinkley's middle 60s now?
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody.
Raquel Welch is like 76. Have you seen her? Have you seen Raquel Welch at 76?
Or Brooke Shields, who's not quite that old, but she still looks
what,
very
late
good.
50s,
yeah, she's in her 50s. But I'm talking about normal people. I'm not talking about celebrities that can afford all the plastic surgery. I'm talking about normal people who live in retirement communities named Ruth. Probably not going to get aroused
well,
at
75. Well, I don't 75. Think the name's got anything to do with it.
Iggy, my prediction is if you're still around when you're 70... You will still be on the hunt for other 70-year-old women, or in that, and they will be just fine for you.
I'll probably still be looking for 30-year-olds.
Yeah. And I don't think you're going to have any luck, so you're going to immediately turn and pivot right back to the 70-year-old.
Tim, did you hear Iggy? He had sex with her in 87, but it was early 1987. Make sure you factor in those 3 months. Then it's not creepy. Thanks. Justin in Columbia decided he needed to strike again.
Did it seem like she was sick at all at the time, Iggy? Was she lame or something?
Was it straight missionary, bro?
Yeah, just straight sex.
Like when we killed Ron Palillo, he was coughing a lot. We knew
he was near.
His time was short.
Yeah, maybe it's because it was early in my time in Bermuda, and you know you had the nice breeze, the ocean.
Hold on.
Sex was in the air. You kind of get horny.
May I?
So you bang anything.
If it's a 70-year-old woman that
sounds
you don't
like
find
gobble.
If it's a 70-year-old you don't really find attractive, if there's a nice breeze, suddenly she becomes really beautiful. Get out of here.
Well,
that
was the Caribbean. Actually, Bermuda's not really considered Caribbean, but just the island. The island vibe. The island fever. You just kind of,
Doug, I got to tell you, this Swinghaven board member is very aggressively pursuing Iggy.
Is he?
Sent in pictures, another picture. Iggy, do you know these people at all? Have you met with these people? Do they look familiar?
I'm a submissive bottom.
That's Brian Hoffman.
Hoffman's not part of that community, is he?
No, but if that's real, let's have a drink.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
No, she's very attractive. He looks like he's in good shape.
And you think they're trying to lure you? Do you care what shape he's
Another
in?
Another edition of Iggy embracing the creep persona.
Well, if it's going to be an MMF.
He looks like he's in decent shape.
I mean, I feel like the show advanced at that moment.
So do you feel like these people are wooing you?
I don't know.
I can tell you. I mean, you don't see the text inbox. You don't have a computer or an iPad in front of you. The cat, you do. The Swinghaven board member's been texting in quite a bit here lately. And always addresses everything to you.
Well, why don't you just send me a message on Facebook? You keep sending in text. I don't see the text. Just send me a message on Facebook or friend me on Facebook and we'll get together.
Here, buckle up for this one. Sometimes the things that people text in are not real.
Here's another picture. It looks like the same couple. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right, it's real.
Is that a golf course?
Looks as if.
Oh. Is there, play
does,
golf
it, does it look like there's a breeze? Count me in.
You had some fun on the 19th hole.
He took that the wrong way, Ken.
Iggy, Mrs. Swinghaven board member may be too young for you. She is 39. It's from the Swinghaven board member.
Might be too old.
Watch it, Weinstein.
No, she's very attractive if that's her.
That was your way of saying, yes, you're all in.
Does the Swinghaven board member's wife have a toe ring? Just
man
checking. In, yeah, Manchild 79.
Does. Sub Manchild.
Says he's asking for himself. He's being very straightforward about it. Guys, to recap, Iggy, you try being 70 and looking at another 70-year-old and get a boner. 30 seconds later, Iggy, let me tell you about the time I banged this 90-year-old broad. Justin in Columbia for a third time, Doug.
She look at the picture.
Yeah, I know. I see it.
She was 67, not 70. I said 70, 75.
She looks like the Joker.
Well, because they always post always post the ugly pictures of her.
Queen of
Maine. Oh, yeah, because I'm sure there's ones where she looks fabulous.
I didn't think she was ugly.
Oh, wow.
If I thought she was ugly, I wouldn't have banged her.
She probably had a sweet personality.
Yeah, she was known for having a sweet personality.
Doug, the Queen of Maine was her nickname.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I found that out later when she didn't know who I was when I went to the hotel.
She was mean to you then?
No, she wasn't. Her assistant said she doesn't know you and go away.
Then how did you engage in coitus?
Well, that was afterwards when she said, if you're ever in New York, come by the hotel. And I did. And the assistant said she doesn't know you. She doesn't give out free comps. And
welcome home, Frank. Big Al from the morning show.
So she used you.
I mean, I get it. I mean, she doesn't want people knowing that, hey, I just met this guy in Bermuda and I'm giving him a free hotel.
Right, and she was married at the time. So you showed up on her home turf and she said, oh, I don't know who you are.
So she said, like George Clooney and up in the air.
So she said, come see me in New York and you try to leverage that into a free room?
She said, if you're ever in New York, come by the hotel and say hi. And
okay, but did she say, I'll give you a free room, or did you just do that on your own?
I'm just figuring it's a free room. Why would I come to New York and come say hi? And
well, maybe if you're in New York.
She's a married woman.
People travel. I'm in New York. I'm going to go say hi to this woman.
I already had
doesn't mean you show up with your bags going, hey, can I get a room and some meals here, please?
Mind if I bunk with you?
I had a hotel already at the Radisson in Jersey Airport, but if I could have got a room there, nice. I would have upgraded to
it's probably $500 a night.
Helmsley Palace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite obvious at this point someone is being lied to.
Doug, that's the Colonel, Gabriel P.D. Armand. Hey, if you're looking for a place to wager, anybody have any strong feelings on the Cowboys and Redskins? Back-to-back Thursday games for the Cowboys.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably happened before.
The Cowboys have packed it in at this point.
Sure seems like it. You got to go back to like the 2009 Browns to find a team that scored in the single digits in three straight games. That's where the Cowboys are, and that's a team that was putting up big points early on when the offensive line was healthy and Ezekiel Elliott was able to play. But if you're looking at a play tonight, go to MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money, you got to go to MyBookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourself. They have odds on every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use the promo code RADIO. To activate the offer, visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Doug, think about it. It's back-to-back Thursday games for the Redskins, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not happy about that, but, you know, I don't really care if they're happy or not. I really don't.
Because of the name?
Think of it much, no.
I need this game tonight, too.
What do you mean you need this game?
Well, I play in this Pick'em Challenge. That first prize is a trip to Jamaica for two.
Oh, this could be your way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm in 20.
Is this like a hedonism league? Like everybody from hedonism does a Pick'em thing?
And I'm in 22nd. There's like 780 people in this thing. But I'm in 22nd, seven games behind the leader, so I can't afford. And I got a feeling this game will be like a 50-50 pick. 50% of the 780 will pick one side, so I got to pick up some games.
I think the Redskins are pretty good. I could be off the mark on that. I don't know. I think they're pretty damn good. But they fly under the radar. The record's 5-6, but they're pretty damn good. They have some tight losses against some decent teams. Blew a big lead against the Saints, Doug.
I like the Redskins tonight.
Calm down.
Those
Thursday games are tough, but this is a different kind of Thursday game. Why? Because they played a week ago. So it's like a Sunday game for these teams as opposed to those Thursday games where oftentimes you'll see defense abandoned and it goes way over the total early in the third quarter.
Okay.
So in other words, I think it'll be more true to what you would think would happen. So I'm going to give you a play.
I just need a straight up play too, if that's easier for you.
Yeah. No, Redskins are only minus -2. God, that's odd to me. I would have thought that number would have been higher. They're both 5-6, but Redskins 5-6 a hell of a lot different than the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dallas has looked so bad lately.
Doug, I'm going to make a play on the Redskins. There okay. It is.
All right.
I want me some glory hole.
Well, you're not going to get it tonight.
And right. There's my pick.
You're going to be on your way to Hito again, Iggy.
Well, it's in Montego Bay. Some.
Who will you take with you if you win this prize?
Good question.
I don't know.
Who comes to mind immediately? Just tell me who's going. What's his name?
Penny.
Oh,
Penny, no.
No.
You're not going to cuck him again.
You can't do that.
I'm kidding.
My God. Poor Seamaster's now going to be dealing with the phone line for the next 2.5
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, please don't text Mike. I'm just kidding. Please don't. Or email him or whatever. Don't tell him I was kidding. I don't know. I don't know if I can win. I mean, 7 games is a lot
to
pick up
did,
in 5
hey,
weeks.
Dream big. This was a nice trip.
I went 14-2 last week and finished third. Two people went 15-1, so I didn't even win the weekly thing. But I did pick up 2 on the first place guy, so I went from 9-7 back.
You still got a shot, mister.
I got to pick up 2 a week on the guy.
I'd go ahead and put out invitations to who wants to go with you.
And you say Penny, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
I think we just Mike
heart.
Just called back in yesterday, and now you're making a play on Penny. That is dangerous.
Why are you torturing the gentleman?
I did that as a joke, and he doesn't listen to the show, so the only way he finds out he even had a joke like that is if somebody, hey, did you hear what Iggy just said?
Okay, we won't say anything.
You think that's going to happen? I think it's going
to
happen.
That's how it happened with Carly. Somebody, he doesn't listen to the show. Somebody said, Iggy's taking Carly to Gaga. He would have never known unless somebody wanted to start trouble.
Who do you think did it, Cletus?
No, Cletus wouldn't have done it. Cletus is still chasing his dogs from Saturday.
Doug, I don't know what that means, but Tuesday, December 5th, marks 84 years since the end of Prohibition. So join Budweiser and 590 The Fan at Filoni's for a repeal celebration. Starting at 7, we'll be live at Filoni's. They'll be open early to serve breakfast for you. 590 The Fan will broadcast live throughout the day and hand out great prizes, starting with 5 different ticket packs for the 2018 St. Louis Cardinals season. Also, the first 100 listeners who bring an unwrapped toy or cash donation for Friends of Kids with Cancer enjoy a unique offer. They can purchase the limited edition 1933 Repeal Reserve Amber Lager at Filoni's for the price it cost in 1933, and that's 10 cents, brother. 590 The Fan plus Anheuser-Busch present the Budweiser Repeal Party at Filoni's on December 5th, starting with TMA and breakfast at 7 a.m. We'll be ponied up at Filoni's. I've never been there, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the word is.
I think you'll like it. It's kind of like those old-style bars.
There's a bunch of those on Manchester, aren't there? Up and down there?
Kind of like in the Maplewood.
What do you think the word
area.
Will be?
Dogtown.
Now, what do you think the word is?
What's the word there?
I don't know about that time in the morning. There might still be some people from the night before.
Oh, maybe. Come on.
Tim, maybe Bootface's buddy Jason Duffner wants to join him in Jamaica. Doug, did you see Jason Duffner and Brandel Chamblee going at it yesterday?
No, I really didn't.
Boy, that was heated.
How'd they go at it?
Over the Twitter tweets.
Oh, well, what'd they say?
Well, I guess a lot of people in the golf community don't like Brandel Chamblee. Jennings has kind of said, Jennings said, you know who likes Brandel Chamblee? And he said, who?
Brandel Chamblee.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, he is a dick.
Hey, whoa.
All right,
Come on now. How do you know?
No, he is.
What's he done
Why?
To you?
Who?
Read some of his tweets, and if you ever see him on the golf channel, he's always finding something to rip.
Whether he's a hot take guy, maybe.
No, is he a hot take golf guy? Is he the Stephen A. Smith of the golf community?
He tries to be, yes.
Is he as prickly as Billy Shacklady?
Billy Shacklady. Billy Shacklady's a listener of the program and a nice gentleman,
but
I think.
A golfer,
in my experience, a nice gentleman.
Yeah. He beat me on 19.
Did
he's
he?
A nice guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You lost to Shacklady?
Didn't I?
Well, I don't know. How the hell would I know? You're the one who played him.
No, I guess I didn't lose. Who did I lose in the...
Doug, who did Iggy lose to in the fan page club championship?
Dieter.
Pete
who?
Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
Deal. I lost to Dealey.
Dealer.
I don't know that.
Yeah, one. I don't know. Shacklady. I remember he had like 9 matches. I thought everybody was playing Shacklady.
The morning after.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano.
Okay.
I didn't know his name either. Deal.
Well, are you especially high today and just like loving the drops? I have no problem with it for the record. I'm enjoying it.
I am. I thought that would have been the Tim McKirkin one, but it
I didn't recall hearing that one.
I can't believe we don't use that. I cannot believe we don't use the ones where they mispronounce our names.
No, I wouldn't compare Shacklady to... Brandel Chamblee. He just thinks he's a big superstar at Golf Channel now, and he just goes off the rails every once in a while to get people to listen to him.
Well, he was analyzing Tiger's swing, and then I guess, and then criticizing some teaching pros, and that led to Jason Duffner, Iggy's friend, going after him. And going after him pretty hard. The fact is, Brandel Chamblee continues to throw many of my friends on tour, respected teachers, and other in the golf world under the bus. In no way is he helping promote what we do, only trying to promote his agenda, and someone had to call him out on it. And my opinion of that is based on the facts of how this guy operates amongst his peers, work associates, and golf fan base. Trust me when I tell you this, I have the full support of many different groups of people on the PGA Tour that can support my claims about his behavior.
Boom, boom, boom.
There you go.
Now, he's not a former player, is he?
Yeah.
Didn't he was born in St. Louis.
Didn't do much winning, but he was a player.
I don't remember that name.
I'm not sure he's ever won a tournament. But
Doug, when did he win?
I'm not sure he ever won a tournament.
I'll look it up.
Hadn't even heard of him until today.
I thought I remember him having a good-looking wife. But
he's now a commentator on the golf
channel.
Yeah, his heading picture on Twitter. Is that what you call it, Doug? Do you call it the...
I call it Twitter, yeah.
But like the picture that's like the... See up here? It's a picture of
a masked
woman.
Head.
Is that what? I think that might be right.
Is it?
I think it's his wife reading a book.
Okay.
And yeah, it looks like the book is his name, Chamblee.
Wow,
right?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Nice read, sir. Nice read.
So she's reading all about the past history of Chamblee and why some people don't like him, I would guess.
She likes him. Not only married him, but she's reading his book.
I guess it looks like she works at the Golf Channel as well. Bailey Mosier. And her masthead is also a picture of Randall Chamblee's wife herself.
Yeah.
Kind of lying on a green in a... You think that's at Normandy? Like
it's
number
kind of
10?
A weird, awkward...
Kind of a provocative
isn't that a weird
pose?
Position, sort of? Yeah.
Provocative.
And do you see how she ends her tweets?
Oh.
How does she
Hashtag Chamblessed.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's all right, nice. I made that up, but it's...
But it's nice.
I made that up, but...
I guess we'll see her
at
Brio.
If she doesn't, she should, yeah.
I take that back. He's got four professional wins.
Does he really? Where'd he ship?
Well, actually, one on the PGA Tour. That's the only one that counts.
Didn't he win the Fan Page Club Championship in 12?
He won the one on the Web.com Tour. One other one.
Doug, do you count web wins?
I don't. What, he went on the internet and won some game there?
That's a mini tour, brah.
Hill.
There's some sticks on the web.
Don't say sticks.
Tied for 18th at the 99 Masters.
Wow.
That's a nice showing.
Who won the 99 Masters? Eldrick?
99.
Doug, who won a 99?
Gabe Brewer.
Jose Maria Olazabal.
Dal Fenster.
You could be right. I think Tiger didn't win a 99.
Won a 97, though.
Olazabal.
Yeah. Olazabal.
Yeah. Good job, Tim.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Plowsy, your game is straight fire, boo. Keep up the good works. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. Mm-hmm. Not his wife, Scott himself.
Right there on the peninsula.
The Illinois Peninsula that we're learning about. And he also says, I don't feel good about my odds. I married a woman 5 years younger, so she will be the one having this freak nasty fun as an 80-year-old widow.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott predicting his demise.
Probably true, because a lot of men die 5, 6, 7 years before the wife anyway, if they were the same age. So, yeah, she'll have a good 20-year run without him.
And she's going to... Bang on the peninsula?
Well, she'll probably have to be off the peninsula at that point.
She'd have to take a ferry to meet a guy over in St. Charles?
Yeah, an older gentleman, probably.
Mm. Tim's right. There's some sticks on that web tour, Doug. Thanks, Craig,
okay,
the CPA.
Stop saying sticks. We know they can all play. You could say that about any tour. Boy, there's some sticks on that tour. Well, of course. That's why they're there.
She's a stick, huh?
Okay.
Walter. Doug, that's Walter.
Jesus, that's the cool guy way of saying they can play. You can't just say, yeah, he's a good player. Well, he's a stick. Okay, stop it.
Now into Joe's K-Ride Magic Man is sending in pictures of Bailey Mosier, Brandel Chamblee's wife, doing yoga. How the hell does he have that?
Well, he's got the interweb.
Bailey Mosier is not super hot, but she is super flexible. Thanks, Injun Joe's K-Ride Magic
Man. All right, thank you, Joe.
That dude has a lot of time on his hands.
He
I love
does.
Him, but he's got
he can't
a lot.
Be selling
they got that
any
free
house.
Time like crazy,
he
man.
He can't be selling a house or even showing one.
He's out to lunch with the listeners, and then he's like at a fan page get together at 4.
It's... Yeah, he posted a cock pic this morning on the fan
no,
page,
he didn't.
And it caught me off guard. Well, it wasn't his, but I posted Jill Cassidy's tweet about her shrubs. I just wanted to start people's day off right. And then what the fan pinners like to do is see the responses on Twitter, because there are a lot of guys, as Manchild 79 points out, and Doug, this is in reference to E-40, and I think it was 1993 Captain Save-A-Ho. Do you ever remember that?
I don't know what any
Captain
of that meant.
Save-A-Ho?
I don't know what that meant.
I'll make sure it's the clean version, because I think E-40 worked blue occasionally, hence the name Captain Save-A-Ho. But it's a gentleman who sees a relationship falling apart, and then he goes in and he tries to save her. I want to be saved was the chorus. Am I right? I want to be saved.
I don't know. I don't remember it.
And so a lot of times it seems like some of these adult film starlets have drama in their lives. And surprisingly, they take it to Twitter. And then a number of gentlemen, oftentimes with dog avatars, or seemingly based on the characters that are tweeted from perhaps Saudi Arabia, jump in and often want to save them, so to speak.
Oh.
And one
with
of
no
the
ulterior motive, of course.
No. And one of the gentlemen who responded to Jill Cassidy's Bush tweet, unfortunately, his avatar was a picture of his love, and Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man screenshotted that and then posted it on our page. Which would have caused some problems for his account, potentially, because Zuckerberg goes through and he looks for those things.
Right.
And then he shuts you down.
Yes, he does.
And I'm not comfortable necessarily with this YouTube list of Captain Save-A-Ho videos, none of which say clean, and I have a feeling there is something in these. So I think...
Err on the side of caution, Plow.
Yeah, there's only... They look good. Maybe we'll listen to one during the break. Maybe try to
that'll be fun.
Pepper one in there at the 9 o'clock hour.
I like that verb, yeah, pepper.
Ours is a clean program.
A. Scott, let your boy know when you get sick, brah. Respectfully, thanks. That's Manchild 79.
He's asking Scott's wrinkled ball sack to let him know if he's ill, so that he'll know if he's soon getting ready to die.
That's right.
So that he can make a play on the men's wife. Is that what happened right there?
Yes, that's actually exactly what happened. He called out the hand.
All right.
That's
just want to be sure.
Nope, that's good. That's fun.
Because it's a little insensitive. Let me know when you might die so I can hit on your wife. Little bit
but
insensitive.
But he's not doing it while he's alive. Well, that's why it's respectfully. It shows class.
I don't know how much class it shows.
It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operations. So we recommend that you call Design Air, who've been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth generation owners, brother. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug the Cat and I are all Design Air customers. Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or online at designairservice.com. If you're in the market for a new furnace, be like Doug. Make your house more comfortable than you ever imagined. Again, that's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Derek Gould coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Kelly Chase presented by Petromart in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com. If anybody other than Misty Plops wins today.
What?
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech has won. November's Hot Shots Email of the Month. Wow. This is fun. 9:45. You know Misty Plops is going to perform, but will it be good enough? We're going to find out at 9:45. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.